where applicable.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. Welcome back to another hour of powerful conversation. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, if nothing else, is timely, useful, relevant, and fun. And if you put the first letters of all those words together, you will arrive on Doug Steffen's turf, where we specialize in listen radio, along with the talk, the chatter, the conversation, solutions to your problems, a little fun with the issues. Put it all together, we have a potpourri porridge, Roberta. A triple okay. P. You've heard of the hat
potpourri
trick. This is the hat
pottage.
Trick of radio.
Potpourri
porridge.
Potpourri
good things.
Potpourri.
Yes.
Potpourri
pottage. All right, so you don't over, potpourri not overcook this. Potpourri speaking potpourri of porridge, peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot,
nine days. Do you know the origin of that?
No, Roberta, I don't. What is the origin
okay,
of that?
Okay, it used to be in way back when. They didn't cook the way we cook now, you know. They would have a big cauldron, and it would hang a big pot, and it would hang on a hook over the fire.
Yes.
And that became the ever-morphing pot. So whatever you had went into the pot, and it just kept cooking. You'd add water, and you would add, somebody'd catch a squirrel, you'd skin the squirrel, you'd throw it in the pot. Somebody'd find some roots somewhere, you skin them off the roots and you throw them into the pot. Somebody'd have some leftovers, you throw it into the pot. So it was like an ever-evolving porridge or stew of some type.
Yum.
So that
sounds like it was right up your alley.
Like what you
you should have been alive then. That would have been a good time for you to be alive.
Exactly.
Roberta, alive and cooking. Later in the hour, we have Clay and his overview of social media. Excuse me, our poll of the day, a video of the day is very cool. Why, what's the matter with me? I just had...
Let me guess, peanuts.
No.
Cashews.
Nope.
What?
I have... yesterday I went to... Sunday night when I was on my way back from the airport, I stopped at the grocery store and got a bunch of fruit. And the fruit, I have a lot of Chilean... Notice how I pronounced it correctly that time.
Very Chile. Good, Dudley. Yeah.
Chilean... I have grapes from Chile.
Yeah, they're good grapes.
Green, we have that green melon from Chile.
Okay.
I have cherries from Chile.
Okay.
I have kiwi from Chile.
Wow.
And I have all the green stuff I'm having at the same time. And so I think some of it is halfway, you know, up and down.
Yeah,
it's still working its way. Sorry about that, folks. But I figure that's what's going on with you sometimes if you're eating and talking at the same time. It's very difficult to eat and talk at the same time. Roberta's pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, most of us...
You can hear a spoon clinking around.
Yeah, right. Most of us can't pull that off.
I'm going to pull my banana out.
In a moment,
join the club.
The world's real mentalist, Uri Geller, will join us with an overview of this rare lunar eclipse that took place today and how that creates, along with the other magnetic influences of all of the stars, things that you may not want to admit are reality in your life,
good,
but they really are.
Because I'm going to hijack this for a topic I've been wanting, or a point I've been wanting to ask him about.
Yeah.
How much space is there really?
Uh-huh.
Space?
How much space?
Space? The final frontier?
No, yes. Kind of.
Uh-huh.
How much, like, if I bring something new into this universe, does something else have to leave to make room for it?
No, there's a fixed amount of matter in the universe.
There's
that's
nothing
right.
that changes. It doesn't change.
It just rearranges.
It's rearranged.
Itself.
That's what I want to ask
right.
him.
Yeah,
well,
it just
we
rearranges.
Just told you. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to waste his important time asking
I don't trust you guys. I want to hear Uri
like
tell
that.
Me about it.
Uri Geller in a moment here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast. Right now, get a 16-ounce cup of Seattle's Best Coffee and any egg muffin melt for just $2.50. Like the taste-terrific new Sunrise Subway Melt, made just how you want it. The Subway $2.50 Breakfast Combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
For a limited time only, participating restaurants may not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards, plus tax where applicable.
I can't believe you. You bend your words like you're together spoons.
You know, there are no age limits on how or when you can transform your life. Change is possible at any time. If you want to grow, you have to have control over your life. You have to have your mind working. If you want to be successful, that's up to you. You control, in essence, your luck. A lot of people don't buy into that, but I believe you create your wealth. If you have effort and spirit behind you sometimes redouble your efforts as life goes on. You experience some things that may seem like failure. So if you want to attain success, then you make life sort of a marathon, not a short sprint. That certainly is the story of Uri Geller, who has made life over the last 40 years a marathon. And if you'd asked him 35 years ago what he thought he'd be doing in the next 35 years, he might have told you, well, I want to do this, but whether he would have envisioned at that time that he'd be doing what he is right now, which is basically what he was doing 40 years ago, but to a whole different genre. It's a whole different group of people. The message is delivered with all the new technology, Uri, but it's still the same message.
Yes.
Isn't it? I mean, really, it's the same message that you have been putting forth for decades.
Very much so, Doug. And, you know, there are three areas that I tried to kind of excel in. One, the most important, is happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Second is personal power. And third is wisdom. Just think about those three arenas. Happiness, personal power, and wisdom. If you're wise and patient, then things will materialize to you because you're clever. You know how to navigate through the ups and downs of life. Personal power, you have to believe in yourself. Make things happen. I'm powerful. I'm successful. I can jump over any hurdle. If someone shuts a door in my face, I walk through it.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness is something that you create. You are the architect of your own life. And if you are intending and you should be a happy person, you weave that happiness around you. And you attract that happiness into your life. So that's what I follow. These are kind of the three laws of the universe.
Well, it's the law of attraction, as you've just suggested. I think that may be the most important part of this. And so when you're thinking about attracting the right thing, or you're working over, we all do this. We all have sort of a self-saboteur. We have no, I can't do that. Or somebody around you, your father may say, you know, you should do this because you can't do that. And so you give up before you even get a good start on things. But yet if you put a little grease to the wheel, and that's your own grease, and then you'll be able to overcome these things.
Exactly.
It happens every day, all day long, to all kinds of people.
Yes, and look, Doug, you know, in life there are many things that are totally out of your control, like, you know, the aging process.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot stop it, but you can slow it down.
All right, hold on just a second. I want you to stop right there. Are you thinking more about that because yesterday was your 64th birthday?
Yeah, of course.
You think?
You know,
no, seriously. But when the two of us are the same age, and we've shared many a birthday together, and I wish that I was able to do it this year, because I was thinking this was going to be sort of a special birthday, because it is, and to those who are our age, we remember the Beatles song, My daughter was happy to sing it to me on my birthday. And I sort of teased you a little yesterday when we called you on your birthday singing that song. And I knew you related to it because of the way you laughed when I sang it or suggested it.
Yeah, because I was, someone played it when I was waking up.
Yeah, right, but exactly.
You know, Doug, time and tide wait for no man.
Yep,
remember
true.
That.
Yep.
All right, those are things that we cannot control. I give this example. An interesting example is just imagine ourselves inside a bottle. Inside the bottle, we can do anything we want. We can move around. We can create our own destiny inside that bottle. But that bottle is floating down a river, and that we cannot stop. And that's our destiny. And we can sharpen our destinies. We can brighten our destinies. We can polish up our destinies. But in the grand picture of the universe, we have to go along with our destiny. And my motto in life, when I was a child, because out of necessity, I wanted to be successful. I wanted to be rich and famous. I had to, because we were so poor. Mm-hmm. And I promised, as I said this many times on the show, my mom, I'll stop you from working. Trust me, believe in me. So already then, I was activating that law, the law of attraction.
Yep.
Because I didn't know that there was such a law in the universe, but I believed in myself and I made it happen.
How much impact do you think the lunar eclipse and things like that, the events that are planetary, have? We talk a little. We've been in Mercury's been in retrograde for the past couple of weeks. It stays in for another week or so, and it does affect people, transportation, communication. Look at what it's done to people that are trying to get back to northern England or to northern Europe. It's made a mess of things over there, and I think that's part of this. As we go into the winter solstice today, there was a full lunar eclipse, and one wonders about that and how powerful
yes.
this day might be for some people.
Yeah, do you know, strangely enough, it was on my birthday because it was yesterday.
Yeah, your time it was yesterday,
know,
yeah.
Doug, did you know that today is the shortest day of the year?
Yes.
Is that also in the United States?
Yep. Yes. Yeah, it's yes. the end of the, it's the, when tomorrow begins, we have another minute of daylight.
Wouldn't it be all the way around the world?
It
would
be all
right?
the way around the world, yeah.
Yeah, no, what I meant is it talked about? Is
yes.
it in the news?
Yes. Yes.
So because here everyone is talking about, oh, it's going to be the shortest day in the year. That's the solstice. So, Doug, you know, when you say it's going to be the shortest day of the year, what is time? Did you ever stop to think, what is time? Is there at all time? Is there a reality? Do we create our own reality?
Yeah.
Am I really talking to you now, Doug, and to all the, your friends around you, or am I creating that? It's called, basically, listen to these words, social construct. Did you ever hear of that before?
Yes. And I'm reminded of the Jim Croce song, Time in a Bottle, as
exactly.
well, because I think you've hit something. We talk
exactly.
about this with regularity. It's like you and I were on together. I'd say that most everybody, I think the time, we really are finding the time is speeding up because the Earth, I believe, is moving faster for whatever the reason. But time, we find the days faster
yeah.
moving and the years
yeah.
faster moving. And you wonder about what keeps us.
We speed it up.
Yeah.
Because we are going faster.
You think
yep.
that's what it is? Yeah. It could be any number of those things. All right, some food for thought from Uri Geller from his home in snowy England. And a great post. Happy birthday again to you, my
Thank
friend.
You.
And lots of food for thought. The mentalist Uri Geller here on the Good Day program at 21 after the hour. Check out his website, urigeller.com.
Just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever. If words could make wishes.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Shania Twain was good, haven't I, Richie? I don't think I've ever been.
Yeah, no, I don't think you've gone up or down on her.
No. She's getting hitched again.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, right. Okay. She is engaged to businessman Frederic Taiban.
Yeah, good for her.
Her first marriage was to a music producer.
Jeff Mutt Lang.
Yep.
One of the producers of Led Zeppelin.
He had an affair with this man that she's marrying's wife. You get it?
Really?
Want to go through this again? All right. Shania Twain is getting married to a guy whose first wife had an affair with her first husband.
Wow.
How about that?
Oh,
she's 45,
man.
And they have a son. She and her husband had a son. They were married for 14 years. So, again, the guy she's marrying, Shania Twain is marrying Frederic Taiban, his ex-wife had an affair with her ex-husband. You got it? You following this? The world.
They don't operate like the rest of us.
Yeah.
The
not
world.
At all.
Just a fascinating, fascinating place. It really is. Shania Twain marries a guy whose wife had an affair with her husband. There you go. May your wife be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white. Okay, the story of the, is it Shalila, Michelle, and Tariq, the guys that were the crashers at the White House party?
Not Shalila. I'm Facebook friends with them. What's her last
name
again? Yeah.
S-A-L-A-H-I.
Salal. Yeah.
you're Facebook friends with these creeps?
Yeah.
Have they responded to the charges? New York Post says they had a charity event. Money was supposedly going to honor the troops. However, the organization that was supposed to get the money didn't get a nickel.
Salah, how do you spell their last name?
Salahi. At a party to raise money.
Mikael.
Mikaela, something like that.
Mikaela, yeah. Right. Let me see. Let's see when their last post was. They were tagged in a thing 10 hours ago.
Yeah.
And it looks like they
The charity was promised 40% of the take at their event, and they didn't raise any money.
Yeah.
Or they say they didn't, so they didn't get any. Apparently, I don't get this, but you know, they're one of these big party. They love parties, and they like to crash parties. They don't like to pay for parties. This one they were supposed to pay for, but apparently they didn't do anything. Just make a lot of noise for themselves, which seems to be typical of these people. Mm-hmm. Why does anybody pay attention to these people? Like the Kardashians. Why do you pay any attention?
I don't know.
To these people.
Their Facebook bio page is a picture of her on Santa's lap and him standing next to them.
Oh
good Lord.
Lisa Marie Presley is moving to England.
Whoa.
She said that she and her husband, 18-month-old twin girls, bought a new $12.5 million home on 90 acres with 11 bedrooms. It is next door to the former home of L. Ron Hubbard, the Scientologist. She said she wanted to move away from the craziness of Hollywood.
Yeah, that'll get her away from the craziness.
Yeah, move next to L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
She's a big Scientologist.
Yeah, okay. So that was
big time Scientologist.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Do you know how to call for help in a foreign country? Well, the information is out there, but the important thing is to have it at your fingertips when you need it. And you probably already know that 911 is not the emergency number in all countries. In Australia, it's 000. In Russia, it's 03. And in India, it's 100. But here's a little tip that a lot of people do not know. There's actually a single emergency number across the European Union. It's 112. It was established back in 1991, but not everybody knows it. In fact, even in countries where 112 isn't the designated emergency number, you may be able to dial that from a GSM cell phone and have it redirected to the local number. In many cases, this trick works even if you don't have any talk time minutes or even a SIM card, and even if your keypad is locked. As a backup, check the Department of State website, which has information on all the local equivalents to 911. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hear that? That's the sound of Avis trying harder. We're proud to offer a 100% smoke-free fleet, which means smoke stays outside, and the only thing your car will smell like is car. Be sure to reserve your next ride at avis.com. Avis, we try harder.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely, be smart, get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips.
On air. Online and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are five things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the five steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888 888- 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
So we have a quiz. It's 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have different 2020 quizzes, some of our news quizzes.
I like those.
Answer them at the 800-510-8255 number. Sometimes we ask you to call in the text line, which is 646-926-3684. You can answer on Twitter or Facebook as well. We combine all of these things. It's too easy for people just to pick up the phone and call 800-510-8255. It makes it more interesting if we add a little something to the zest, you know what I mean? So, Clay, you're in charge of the website and also social media. We'll have, as a matter of fact, in a few minutes, the daily report from the social media world, what the big story is. I want to know. You have what, that?
I said I better make one up then.
No, you shouldn't be making anything. You should. There I am with should. It should be. What, why do I have? I've used. When I'm around you, I have this epidemic of shoulds.
And I don't know why. I've been getting
don't
tons
use should at all when, I, unless I'm around you. And
my
should is a horrible crutch. Horrible word to use.
But it's a word.
So what?
It's created
it's
for a reason.
It's a it's created for people who haven't got any brains.
Oh, I don't understand time. That. I think that should has. I can't think of another word for should. I looked up should
that's
in the thesaurus,
your mind
and all it said was should.
By being around questionable women, that's your problem. Mind is warped.
It's around me and Jen too much.
Yeah, there you go. So, here's the 2020 Twiz Quiz. You can answer this at the Twitter site. That's twitter.com/goodday show or facebook.com/goodday show. Or you can call 646-926-3684, the text line, 800. I'm just going to use these. I want you to tell me what these cities have in common. Ready? Norman, Oklahoma.
They all start with the name Norman.
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, man.
Riverside, California, Madison, Wisconsin, San Jose, California, Tallahassee, Florida, Omaha, Nebraska, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Somebody listening to the Kiva is going to figure this out. Pittsburgh, Bend, Oregon. What do those cities and 35 others around the country have in common?
I got it.
Oh, I think I know.
Well, brilliant. We have geniuses here.
What number do people text, Doug? I'm going to try to answer.
We text it at 646-926-DOUG. You're the person in charge of the text line. You don't know what the number is?
Can I still win, though, right?
Can I give a hint?
No. No.
Boobs.
No.
What can we do?
You may just be quiet and let the audience figure it out, which is what they're supposed to be doing. Or as you would say, Clay, what
cleavage.
They should be doing.
Cleavage. That's my clue.
Cleavage?
Cleavage.
Yes. No, I don't think so.
I'm on the right track, aren't I?
Wait, what about cleavage?
No, I don't
think
I'm on the right track at all, Ritchie, with cleavage as a clue. But I think Roberta knows it. I think Roberta's got it. I can tell by her tone.
I think
she has it. I don't think you would do it all.
We mentioned this yesterday, didn't we?
I think we did, but not in connection with
cleavage.
I don't remember that part.
Do all these cities have
hotlines? I'm pretty good at remembering anything that has anything to do with cleavage. And I don't remember that at all.
My clue is cleavage, and I'm sticking with it.
Good for you. 646-926-3684.
Gold?
Does gold come from there?
Does gold and then bar cleavage?
Well, yeah, because
people are crazy. It has nothing to do with cleavage or gold. What is the matter with you? Text line 646-926-3684. Meanwhile, yes.
See where I'm going now?
Okay.
Gold cleavage. I just gave Dougie my clue in his ear, and now he gets it.
Oh, cleavage. I got a text message.
Oh, just everybody, can we keep going here on some other items? Thank you very much. The poll of the day today. I've been distracted. What the heck did I do with the poll?
As soon as I mentioned cleavage, he loses.
All right, the poll today: on the heels of the lunar eclipse, do you think celestial events have any meaning? We ought to have asked Uri about that. Celestial events. Celestial events are the only way I know how to evaluate my life and make choices. That's A. B. I think celestial events are beautiful but hold no real significance. C. I'm too busy playing video games to care about anything natural. Or D. I say I believe in celestial events only because it serves as a convenient reason to tear off my shirt and howl.
Howl!
That's Roberta's answer.
This is the movement of the stars, the lunar eclipse, all of that good stuff, Mercury being in retrograde, any number of reasons for you to evaluate celestial events. So that's our poll question today. When you're checking your email, it'd be nice if you answer the poll like a thousand of other people do during the course of the day. It's cool at gooddayshow.com. Yesterday's poll was a question about whether you were concerned that the severe weather that is affecting the nation will affect your travel plans. It has rained. My son told me yesterday it has rained and rained and rained. It was 49 degrees yesterday in Los Angeles. It ought to be 79. And it has rained without stopping, a mudslide like you wouldn't believe. And this is basically late January, early February weather, but it doesn't usually rain this much at once.
You know,
it's supposed to rain through today and then dry off.
In Colombia, on the north coast, where my wife is from, the Caribbean coast, it's usually like San Diego weather there, except warmer, more like 90 degrees, 95 degrees. But, you know, never rains in Southern California, never rains here either. But this past year, it rains almost every day for at least half an hour, and it is lush with cactus and just grass, and they've never seen this before, and it's the strangest thing. But, I mean, it rains every single day there for a little while.
Yeah. Thick and thin, Richie.
It's weird.
All right, so yesterday, the poll question, I just went over it. Here are the way the answers stacked up. 61% of you said, no, I'm staying close to home over the next couple of weeks. Excuse me, 16% of you said yes, but to be fair, I'm always concerned that weather or other factors may interrupt my plans. And there are those pieces of melon there, Richie. 15% of you said no, I'm not afraid of a bit of nature. And 7% of you said yes, I've heard the weather will be terrible at both my origin and my destination. Yeah, good luck to you on that, Charlie. Let's see here, the video of the day is the best of the lunar eclipse. There isn't any audio with this, but if you want to see some absolutely magnificent photographs, go to gooddayshow.com. See the images that are there, short clips that are there. All right, Richie, talk for a second.
So if you go to DougStephan.com, you will see a big moon in the top left-hand corner under videos of the day. You click on that.
Like hit your eye like a big pizza pie.
And I'm so upset because I missed this.
But you missed it, but not by much. You missed it by 4 or 5 minutes.
It looks like Mars.
And now he's going to miss it by 500 years.
Yeah, I know. I'm so upset.
That's all right. You'll be okay.
But it, it happens at night when we're sleeping.
No, I actually had to get up this early this
morning.
Early
this morning. It was like it started at East Coast time about 1:14, 1:15, and ended about 3:40, 3:45.
It'd be better if it happened during the day because we'd be awake to see it.
Right. The moon is so inconsiderate.
Looking at the moon in the daytime, very conducive.
I missed it. I remember looking up at the moon when I got in my car and it was white.
And you could see it.
Okay.
Yeah, you
missed it. Okay.
All right. In a moment, we'll answer the question about what those cities have in common.
Cleavage.
And we'll we'll also have the story of the day that we've followed, at least Clay has been following, on social media. And Dr. Ken is here in a few moments as well. Lots of things going on, so let's keep moving here on Good Day, 18 before the hour.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Want to heat things up this Christmas for the lady in your life? Send her the new Hoodie Footy Pajama. Most talked about holiday gift this year, and it's available at Pajamagram.com. Nobody else has it. A Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with a cozy footy pajama. It'll keep her warm from head to toe. The Hoodie Footy is made of microfleece, soft, comfortable, warm, has a zip-up front, and you can zip the feet off as well. It is wonderful. Pajamagram has over 100 styles, in fact, to choose from. Everything from naughty to nice and comfy to sexy. Each Pajamagram is delivered in a beautiful gift hat box and lavender bath confetti. A Do Not Disturb sign is attached as well. And a gift card. All of this comes free. Overnight delivery, Christmas delivery. Visit Pajamagram.com for the Hoodie Footy. It is something will make your relationship really cozy. Call 800-GIVE-PJs, 800-448-3757, and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Wondering what's for dinner tonight? Let us help. Check out Jennifer's recipes at DougSteffen.com and click on Jennifer's team page.
Nobody deletes anything Jennifer does. Nobody deletes anything that Jennifer writes. If they listen on the podcast, they never delete anything Jennifer says. People find that she is like a magnet in and of herself. She is a very magnetic personality. A lot like Roberta Fasanelli. All of us here hopefully have a magnetic personality. That's what makes spending time with us worth your while. Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut, who has the daily social media headline. What is it?
So basically, the English government, the London government is, well, I guess the English government, the British government is trying to gag WikiLeaks and is drawing up Orwellian plans to exploit fears over the online child porn. And they're saying that we're going to they're basically setting themselves up to be able to block any website they want to for any reason without having to put it through any
legal
trial. Yeah, but they're doing it. The way they're doing it is they're going to block all porn sites just like that. They're blocking them all.
But porn has to do with
porn. You got
to
call them and say, "Hey, turn my porn back on." So this is just their way of setting it up to be able to block the other websites that they want to block down the line.
How do you block porn websites?
They're not going to be able to.
The government's setting up an infrastructure. It's possible. Luckily, not.
Cannot do it. It can't be done.
They just shut Clay's house off. That's how they block them all.
All right. So that's the social media headline. We also have this 2020 Twiz quiz. The cities that I mentioned, Norman, Oklahoma, Honolulu, Riverside, Madison, San Jose, Tallahassee, Bend, Oregon, Pittsburgh, Albuquerque, Omaha. So what do you have for answers from those people who are using the text line 646-926-DOUG, Clay?
I got quite a few, Doug. The first one's from a listener in New Mexico who didn't give me a name, who says they all have Air Force installations near them.
Next.
How about Andrea Black in California, who says they all produce tobacco products?
Next.
Don Howes in El Paso says the cities have the country's fattest people.
Well, just goes to show you that you can use the new media and come up with wrong answers, or you can use the old media and come up with the right answers, like Sheila, who's in Vermont. All right, Sheila, what's the answer to the question?
Those cities have in common, they're amongst the 31 cities that were found to have the chemical in the drinking water.
I believe there are 39 altogether around the country, at least that have been found so far, and they have what Roberta described as hexavalent chromium,
right,
which is a carcinogen. And if you remember Erin Brockovich, that's Richie's cleavage clue.
Uh-huh.
That was what she was dealing with in the lawsuit and the work that she was done. The EPA, in their brilliance, is trying to figure out whether to set a limit, like any of this stuff is going to be good for you. We'll allow X amount of this to be in the water, and you won't. As a matter of fact, let's find out about this from Ken. But she stand by. Sheila, hold on a second. We'll take care of you with a nice Christmas present, and Dr. Ken talks about this with us next on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who make Sustanex. Go to DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com. You'll see the Sustanex box on the homepage. Click on that. Get your $5 off coupon. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold. So you have your boost for your immune system that you need this time of year for colds and flu, Ken.
Absolutely. Fight those colds, fight those flus by revving up your immune system. And the best way to do it is with these probiotics. Sustanex, it survives the acidic environment of the stomach because it has a natural coating, and getting it from other sources just won't get it through and get through those acidic environments.
All right, so this almost sounds like a cheer. Let's go get them. We can do it. Bob, you know how they did the high school games, and making Sustanex the way for you to boost your immune system is the thing that makes the most sense. Sustanex for your immune system. You get all the side benefits, better digestive health as well. Take Sustanex to defend against common complaints of ill health at this time of year. Go online to trysustanex.com, get the $5 off coupon, and go to the stores where Sustanex is sold, which is all of the big box stores. Okay, so the tainted water thing. We were talking about this yesterday, how the EPA thinks that there ought to be some kind of standard. Hello, the standard should be none, right?
Exactly. It's cancer-causing in almost all the big city water supplies of America. This toxin was found.
Yeah, and how long ago was Erin Brockovich? It was 30, 35 years ago, wasn't it? How long ago was that? That whole thing took place. It has to be 30.
That's why you and I are very open-minded when we hear these things.
How is it that these things are still a problem? 30 years. Where's the government? Hello, anybody home? Knock, knock. No one's home, Ken. All right, let's get
you and I would be fired by now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you have a cold, what does echinacea do?
Well, this is the biggest study. This is a government study funded
so it's no
National,
good right away, then,
National Institutes of Health, plus the manufacturer. biggest study of echinacea, minimal effect, but no harm. So if you think it helps, it's a placebo, that's use it, but no benefits minimally shown in this study.
Echinacea, zinc, and Sustanex to keep your immune system strong. 51 after.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
As Richie would say, he's itching to say, wow!
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder from the film Monster in Law, starring Jennifer Lopez, Jane Fonda, and Wanda Sykes. I find Jennifer Lopez likable, Jane Fonda tolerable, Wanda Sykes deplorable. That is how I would describe her.
You got it all wrong, man.
I know I do, Richie.
She's funny.
Jane Fonda. Or as the person who put my script together today says, Jane Fonda turned 73 today. I want to thank the technical staff. Who puts this together?
That would be the guy who makes your script earlier in the morning all one word. That guy. Looks fine over here.
Okay, just to sort of translate that for everybody. The first 2 hours of my program every day of the six are the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And that is a show that's pretty scripted. I sort of wrecked the script by going off.
It's got a lot of audio, and then there's lead-ins for the audio. Yeah.
Radio programs, exactly.
It's not scripted and tells you what to say.
But it's just, I have a draft of what is going on, basically. And Richie laughs because when he sends it to us, it's like all one run-in sentence. No punctuation. The words are not separated, and
There's no spaces in between the words, so you have to learn how to read.
And I'm going
spaces.
Through it, and pretty much I'm going through it. I don't rehearse it. I look at it. I'm doing it as I do it. I'm reading it as I am reading it on the air. I'm reading it for the first time. I mean, I have a drift of what's going on, but I don't know the specifics of stuff, and so I'm looking at it as I go on the air with it, and I have to really do some fast footwork with my mouth and my eyes and my brain in order to get through it. And so these kind of things show up all the time. And most of them are not amusing, so I wouldn't point them out. But when I looked at Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda.
It's worth a chuckle. 55 after the hour. Speaking of chuckles, it's Chuck Curry time on the Good Day program with our movie moments. The trivia question. I have to find out, get some direction from Richie, though. Richie, do you need any time, or are we okay?
I do not.
Let's get on to this is not a movie that I would have picked, but I know it's a very popular movie. You just have to get the right one, I guess. Maybe that's the first hint. And the people who starred in this movie, extraordinarily good script and good. This is a group of really polished professional actors that we all like. Here's the first clip.
I say to all of you, I have been treated this day with no respect. I've earned you all money. I've made you rich, and I asked for little. Good. You will not give. I'll take.
I should know this.
800-510-8255.
That was just on the high definition channel.
Was it? Was number one at the box office this week in 1990, 20 years ago. This was number one. And this guy looks, that voice, actor that goes with it, looks the same today exactly as he did 20 years ago. All right, next clip, Richie.
I spent my life protecting my family.
Let's be reasonable, okay? That's your big thing, isn't it, Michael? Reason, backed up by murder.
You hate me.
No, I don't hate you. I dread you.
Now, she doesn't usually star in movies like this. She's usually the good time gal, very well known, right? Would you say that was, huh?
Yes. I agree. I remember seeing that movie with my brother on Christmas night that year.
Oh, my God. The fact this came out at Christmas was blasphemy, I thought. These shows came out on Christmas. They were blasphemy. All right, last clip.
Just when I thought I was out. Oh, pull me back in.
Okay.
Good. 800-510-8255. All right, what's the name of this movie?
Okay.
Figure it out if you haven't won on Movie Moments before and you win. You'll get a swell Christmas present from us. As Chucker, who brings us up today with some movie news.
Okay, Doug, the actor George Clooney signing on as co-star alongside Sandra Bullock in Warner Brothers' science fiction film Gravity. Sandra Bullock will be the star of the film, playing an astronaut stranded in outer space.
Yeah, but with Clooney in there, man, that'll be box office bonanza.
He plays a major supporting role, a guy on the ground trying to get her rescued. Robert Downey Jr. originally had the Clooney part but bowed out due to scheduling conflicts. With the studio asked Clooney to take the part, and he did. Other news of interest, you should like this one, Doug. While the big screen version of the movie version of the Kiefer Sutherland Show 24 has stalled, there are reports that Unstoppable director Tony Scott has now gotten involved in the project. That's good news. He's a good director. The problem, or the sticking point, is that Fox wants a viable script, and the writers have not come up with one that has satisfied the studio. So,
well, you translate that, they want a script that goes on after the movie. They want another movie to come out of this movie, and they haven't gotten it yet. They can't figure out, that's what I read, they can't move it. They got a good premise for the movie, but they got to leave it with a hook so they have the next movie. And that's apparently what they haven't figured out yet. That's what
I hear. Well, you know, for fans of the show like me and you, I hope it happens within the next year, because the longer it goes on.
Right, it needs to happen. You know. Zach in Marble, Minnesota. What's the name of the movie?
Godfather 2.
No, sir. Not 2. All right, make it fast. Tracy, what is it?
Godfather 3.
You got it, ma'am.